Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
My subject this morning is Build a Fish Gate. Father, we thank you for this precious morning. Thank you for the privilege of coming into your house. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your presence here with us and your blessing upon your people. We give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So the subject is Build a Fish Gate, and our text is from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 5, and then verse 11. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side." Verse 5 now. "Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea," and please underline, "the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces," and underline the forces, "or the wealth of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." Verse 11, "Therefore thy gates shall be open continually." This is talking about the fish gate. "It shall be open continually, that they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces or the wealth of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought." Amen. This is a prophecy that is going to be fulfilled for us Gentile Christians before it is fulfilled for Israel as a nation. And there are two words that I want to define. The first one is darkness. The second one is glory. The Bible says in verse 2 that, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." In the Hebrew, the word translated into darkness speaks about misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, obscurity. In other words, people not seeing properly. In this end time, people are going to have darkness upon them. They will not be able to see things that well. So God says that there will be misery, there will be destruction, there will be death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness, obscurity upon the world or the earth. And the second one word I want to define is the word glory. In the Hebrew, the word glory talks about copiousness or prosperity or plenty. It also means numerous or rich, having a lot of something. Having plenty of something. Okay, so the Bible makes us to know that whilst there is misery and destruction and sorrow upon the earth, upon us there is going to be prosperity, plenty, numerous, rich, copiousness upon the people of God. I believe that we are living in times of a financial shift. I believe that the financial kingdom, even the impregnable ones, have been shaken. And I remember what God said in the book of Hebrews, that once more, Hebrews chapter 12, 26, that once more I will shake the earth. Not just the earth, but I'll add even the heaven unto it. Once more makes us to know that it has happened before. In other words, God has shaken things before. I believe that it is referring somewhat unto the time where God had to bring misery and destruction and sorrow and obscurity upon Egypt so that he can be able to deliver his people Israel out of Egypt. So we are living in such a time where the world is in trouble, where the world is in distress, is in perplexity, there is sorrow, there is destruction of financial systems and even economies. But I believe that God wants us as his church to be so ready and focused in a manner as to benefit from the moment that we are in. Because when he brought the misery and the destruction upon Egypt, it was his way of getting his people to move out of a system that is not tried and tested, out of a system that is not enhancing them, and getting them to a place where they practice their own system of governance, their own financial system, etc., etc. So I believe that, as the Bible says, there is trouble, perplexities, darkness upon this earth. And the Bible says that it is the beginning of sorrow, or is the beginning of bad pains, bad pangs. And it is time, the Bible is telling us, for us to go into travail, labor, to bring forth to something new, something quite different from what this world is practicing, or this world system, so that his kingdom shall be born in a period of bed pangs like this. Hallelujah. So if you look into the Bible, you will understand that in verse 5, it says that the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto us. It's talking about the church. Okay, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto us. And the abundance of the sea, we know, is the fish. We know is the fish. In the same breath, he says, the forces of the Gentiles. He's talking about the same thing when he says that the abundance of the sea, or the fish, or the wealth of the nations is going to be converted unto us. In the Bible, fish talks about wealth, about money, about financial prosperity, about plenty, about revenue. That is what fish stands for in the Bible. So in verse 11, when he says that, therefore your gates shall be open so that the forces of the Gentiles shall come in, he is talking about the fact that the fish gate is going to be opened so that we can have the wealth of the nations moving in to the church. Without opening the fish gate, or opening up to the fishes, or the abundance of the sea, or the wealth of the nations, we are really not going to experience it. So God is admonishing us that we should have our fish gate open. We should not close up to wealth. We should not close up to rich and to prosperity and to revenue. But we should open the gate so that the wealth of the nations and their kings shall be brought to the church. Hallelujah. Now, there were various gates, about 12 or so in ancient Jerusalem. We have the fish gate, the sheep gate, the valley gate, the water gate, horse gate, east gate, recruiting or inspection gate, fountain gate, various gates. And the fish gate is part of it. Now, a gate regulates or determines the flow of various items in and out of a place. A gate regulates or determines the flow of various items in and out of a place. So a gate talks about controlling the flow of something, having authority over something. It talks about authority to regulate or control the flow of funds, the flow of revenue, the flow of prosperity, of plenty, of provision. Hallelujah. In another sense, building the fish gate is building your power to get wealth, or your authority to get wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says that you shall remember the Lord your God, because he is the one who gives you the power, or the control, or the authority to be able to get wealth. And it is very important for us to point out that it did not say that he gave you the power to get wealth. That will make it an event, a one-stop event. But he says that he is the one who giveth thee the power. It's a present continuous activity. It's a progressive giving where he continually gives us the authority or the power to control the flow of wealth. So that the Bible says his covenant shall be established. Now in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, we get to understand that the first dominion God gave to mankind was over the fish of the sea. Genesis 1 26, the Bible says that let us make man in our image and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Hallelujah. He's talking about dominion over plenty. Let them have dominion over money. Let them have dominion over mammon. Let them have dominion over prosperity, over the fish of the sea. Why is it that the fish of the sea or wealth or prosperity was the first place of dominion God gave to mankind? It is because prosperity or doing well is fundamental to this earth, is fundamental to everything that we shall do in this life, even including church. It is very important for us to know that doing well is not the ultimate of God, but it is the fundamental. It is the foundation of life. You must get the foundation, the fish of the sea, so that you can be able to have rulership and be able to kingdomize this earth the way that God has really designed it to be. So if you read the book of Micah chapter 4 verse 8, the Bible says that unto the church shall come even the first dominion, and the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. In other words, what the Bible is saying is that the first authority or control over the fish of the sea, over wealth that God gave to mankind, it was destroyed. But a time will come in Christ Jesus that the first dominion over wealth is going to come back to the church, so that the church will be able to determine the flow of revenue, the flow of funds. And then in Micah 4:8, he ends by saying that kingdom will come to the daughter of Zion or Jerusalem. Because without having the first dominion, we will not be able to carry the gospel of the kingdom to all the earth the way that it must be done. So if you look at the life of Jesus, the one who came to build the fish gate or restore to us the first authority or dominion, you will see that in his life, the first power or anointing or authority he exhibited was not really healing the sick or even preaching the gospel. It was a fundamental one, the power to attract the wealth of this world. Because little though he was, a boy, maybe around 2 years old, the Bible says that there was such an anointing, there was such a power on the Lord Jesus that it controlled the flow of wealth. So the wise men came from the east, and these wise men, a version says that they were kings. They came from the east with their treasures or their wealth that they have piled up and piled up and piled up. And then out of it, the Bible says that the first gift that they gave unto the Lord Jesus was gold. In other words, Jesus Christ got the power or the first dominion over the fish of the sea, over prosperity, over revenue. So although he was little, he had this anointing or power to lay the foundation for his ministry and for his life, getting the revenue that was needed. Hallelujah. It is not a wonder that when he started his ministry in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, we get to understand that the first dominion or anointing Jesus Christ exhibited is the anointing to subdue poverty, anointing to preach the gospel to the poor. And it is a spiritual anointing. It is a power to get well, it is an anointing that comes upon you by the Spirit of God. He says that the Spirit has anointed me to be able to, first of all, preach the gospel to the poor. So Jesus described the first anointing on him by its function. The function is to preach the gospel to the poor. But what was this anointing? It was an anointing that the Spirit of God gave him to break the back of poverty in order for him to bring God's kingdom around. May this power and may this anointing that was upon the Lord Jesus be restored unto your life also. Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because it is coming into the life of the church. It is not a wonder that the first dominion that God gave to the head of the church, to Peter, and the leadership of the church was a dominion over the fish of the sea. He used your boats to preach, and then he said, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And the Bible says that they said, at your word, we are going to do it. Although, when it was dark, we tried all our best. We could not get the fish of the sea or get plenty or prosperity. Now, because of your word, because of the light, I am going to arise and shine. Because when the light of the word of God comes unto you and you act in the line of that word, you are ready to subdue poverty in your life. So the first authority that was given to the church, really, unto Peter, who had the future to unlock, or the key to unlock the future, it was the anointing over the fish of the sea. He has so much control over the fish of the sea that he left it. He left the mammon and he followed the Lord. Because the first place of authority or control we must have is over the fish of the sea. Why should it be like that? Because it takes fish, that is money or prosperity, to catch fish, that is talking about the souls. The first fish or provision is given to you so that you can get the real fish, that is the souls of men. Hallelujah. So having exercised authority over the fish, Jesus Christ said that Peter was ready this time to catch men. Now in the book of Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 3, the Bible tells us about the restoration of Jerusalem. Zechariah? In the book of Zechariah, Zerubbabel had gone ahead to build the temple, and then Ezra had gone ahead also to, as it were, institute the law and the priesthood and things like that. The last person to go in the restoration of Jerusalem was Nehemiah. He went at the time that the temple things were there. He just went to build a wall in 52 days around Jerusalem. Now, in building the wall, I've already told you that in ancient Jerusalem, there were about 10 or 12 gates, outlets in the walls of Jerusalem. Now, in Nehemiah 3:3, the Bible says that, but the fish gate was built by the sons of Hassena. It sounds like Asan. The sons of Hassena built the fish gate. It's interesting, the word translated fish in Nehemiah 3:3 in the Hebrew is to spawn, or to be prolific, or to be numerous. That is why they use the word fish there, because spawning is about fishes, being prolific is about fishes, and then getting plenty is about fishes. So the Bible says that various people build various gates. It names the people who build the gate. Some of the priests build the gates and all that. But the fish gate, the Bible says, was built by the sons of Hassena. It's interesting, the name Hassena, because Hassena in the Hebrew means it means to prick. It means thorny. T-H-O-R-N-Y. It's from the word thorns. In other words, the people who built the fish gate were a people who had a problem. You know that thorns came upon the earth when Adam and Eve left the wealthy place and they chose to disobey the Lord. Thorns and thistles and pricks, they came upon the earth. So thorns is a symbol of low productivity, because he said that they were going to sweat, and although they worked hard, the produce of the earth was going to be little. The sons of Asena were people who had low productivity. They were in a place of the curse. They were in a place of low productivity. In other words, they worked so hard, but very little result or fruit come out of it. The Bible says that but the fish gate was built by the sons of Asena. In other words, if you are in a low place, a place of low productivity in your life, it is time, according to the word of the Lord, for you to build the fish gate so that plenty will come into your life and not small productivity. You will have much more productivity. The abundance of the sea, the fishes of the sea, the wealth of the nation shall be converted unto you when you open up, when you build the fish gate. A gate is an opening in a wall of hindrance. Instead of having walls against revenue and against prosperity and against the plenty that God wants to bring into your life, he says, I'd rather have an opening. Don't have a hindrance. Don't have a wall. Have an opening through which the wealth of the nations and the plenty of God and the fish can come even into Jerusalem. But the fish gate was built by the sons of Asena, the sons of a people of low productivity. They built the gate of plenty and allowed plenty to come in. In ancient Jerusalem, everything has to be tanked. So when you are coming with a horse, you must pass through the horse gate. When you are coming with sheep, you must pass through the sheep gate. When you are coming with fish, you must pass through the fish gate. Now the fish gate, the plenty gate, the prosperity gate, the revenue gate was built by Asena. Now you need to understand and you need to open up for the revenue in the world that has been heaped up in the world to be converted and brought back unto us. You need to understand very quickly also that fishes, they move in schools. There is no lone ranger fish. If you see a shark maybe swimming somewhere, you must beware, because it is not alone. It is a school of sharks who are all over the place. When you see tuna, you must know that it is a school. Fishes, they don't move one by one. Like you see one herring maybe in Sekendi, and then you see another one in Asake or something. They move in schools. They move together. They move heaped up. That is the abundance of the sea. So wealth has been heaped up in the world, so that when we shall, instead of a wall of hindrance to prosperity, open the gate, then we can have the school of fishes. We can have plenty coming in. And that is the behavior of money. Money in the Bible, fish is talking about money. Money is said that if you have it, you have it. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. That is why the rich becomes richer and the poor becomes poorer. There is no way. You see, the Bible, Jesus even said that if you have, more will be given unto you. But the person who does not have, even the little he has, will run away from him. That is how money behaves. If you don't have it in plenty, even the little you have, the little herring you have, it runs away from you to join the school of herrings elsewhere. Hallelujah. That is why it is only God, and it is only with the intervention of God, that the poor in this world can have prosperity. Because the behavior of money is saying that if God does not intervene and take the wealth of the wicked and let the let it get onto the people who lack it, if God doesn't intervene, the principle of the fish moving in schools is going to work, and the poor will always be poor. That is why Jesus said that it takes an anointing for the people who are beggars. In the Greek, the word poor is a beggar. For people who are beggars to have also prosperity, or to overcome their beggarly attitude. That is how
fish behaves. Fish moves in schools. So what God is bringing into the church is not a peanut kind of blessing. It's not a peanut kind of thing. It is the abundance of the sea. It is what the world in darkness have been able to heap up. Because you must understand that the fishes, they also breed in darkness. Fish breed in darkness so that when there is light, they move and swim towards the light when they should be harvested. You need to understand that God causes darkness to come over the earth like it came upon Egypt, sorrow and misery and shaking the kingdoms of this world and all of the crises that we say that the world is inside, the credit crunch and the financial global meltdown and all those wonderful times and the recessions that nations are in, powerful nations. I mean, the first prosperous nation is in recession right now. UK just joined it and it is flowing and it is moving, and they are predicting that the world is in sorrow, it's in perplexity, it is in trouble. They meet in Darfur and they are not able to make any headway. The world is in perplexity and darkness is created in the world just so that the fishes will spawn. They will breed, they will grow, so that when you see that darkness, then you travail for the kingdom, for the new thing to be born, so that the gospel of the kingdom will reach the ends of the world, and then the end shall come. What we are seeing is not the end time. What we are seeing is the beginning of birth pain. It is the beginning of the time that pregnant people must begin to labor. If we have been pregnant with the kingdom for a long time and we have lacked the ability to carry the kingdom the way that we must, this is a time for us to labor so that the kingdom shall come even to the daughter of Jerusalem when the first dominion is restored unto us. So the fishes, they breed in darkness, they breed in the world, and then they move towards the light. That is why the Bible says, arise and shine, because your light has come and the glory or the plenty of the Lord has risen upon you. It is a light, it is the word of God. The Bible says that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is the word of God concerning doing well, concerning provision, concerning plenty and prosperity. It is that light that must come, as it came to Peter in Luke chapter 5, and he says, I'm going to act upon your word, I'm going to act upon the light that has come, so that the wealth, the plenty, the abundance of the sea shall come even into the church. I need to make us to understand that God is calling upon the church of the living God not to have walls, but to open up the gate for the fishes to be brought in. Because the fishes, they always swim towards light. That is why the fishermen go with generator and then they beam the light into the sea. Because when they see the sea or when they see the light, they all swim towards the light and they harvest them. That is what God is saying unto us. Before it ever happens to Israel, it is time for the Gentile church to experience this thing. You know, Israel, if you read the Bible, was not allowed to fish in Egypt because the Pharaoh took away their fishing rights from them so that he could control them. As long as the people of Israel in Egypt in bondage could not go to sea, they could not fish, they were kept poor and they were kept bound. Numbers chapter 11 verse 5 says, that we remember, the people of Israel are remembering, and they say that we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. It's important for you to understand what is happening or what happened to Israel in Egypt. They were not allowed to become fishermen. They were allowed to maybe build the things, the warehouses and build the pyramids and all that. But they were not allowed to fish because the devil had taken away that first dominion from them. He has taken them away and he had made them poor. When they labored, they were not paid the way that they should be paid. They were maltreated, they were oppressed, kept under subjugation because they never had the fish of the sea. So they say that we remember that when it comes to fish, Pharaoh gives us the fish freely. In other words, we don't toil for the fish. We don't go to sea. We don't have fishing rights. He took away their fishing rights from them because the sea belonged to Pharaoh. And you could not just fish in the sea like that. And so Moses, when he came to delivering the people of Israel, he knew how to liberate them from this world system and take them into a place of the kingdom of God. What he did, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 7, that the first plague, there were 10 plagues that Moses had to show Pharaoh, or 10 punishments, so to speak, that Moses had to inflict upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt so that the people of Israel could be free. Now, the first plague was the plague where God said that you have to kill all the fishes in the Red Sea, in the sea that belongs to Pharaoh. You must take away the fishing rights from Pharaoh and restore that fishing right to the people of Israel. Because it is when you do that and you restore the first dominion unto the people of Israel that they can be free enough to be able to get into the time of my kingdom.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.